EY today.
Tonight, Kate Delaney. Hey, everybody. Here we are, starting off another week, and the debt is front and center. The U.S. debt. The president on primetime television talking about compromise and balance and really sacrifice. In fact, the one thing that I would take out of what he had to say in prepared remarks is asking people to pressure their elected representatives to work out some kind of a deal that would avoid a devastating default, using the word compromise. After the president was done, John Boehner talked about the fact that things have changed at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and then flat out what the president wanted was a blank check, and the Republicans weren't going to give it to him. So nothing has changed. There's still a tug of war. There's still indecision. And the one thing we can't do is freeze time. August 2nd is coming. So is it Armageddon? Does business continue as usual, or do you see that interest rates skyrocket, as the Secretary of the Treasury, Tim Geithner, insists will happen if nothing is done? I've said this all along. The drama plays out until the last second, and then I guarantee you, some way, somehow, it gets lifted. Personally, I think, and based on conversations that I've had with mathematical wizard-type people, I'll say, who do only numbers for a living, they believe it's possible already to pay it and not steal from the poor. So you don't have to take away checks from people to make this happen. And if anything, the red flag should be up all over the place. The one thing that has to happen is no more giving away a bunch of money. Pull back on the wars, because we can't afford to continue to be everybody's policeman. Part of the reason that we went down this road. And then, of course, the bank's too big to fail. I hate to go backwards, but that definitely was a chunk of what put us in this situation in the first place. In the meantime, with the NFL, as we want to lighten the load and kick back on our Sundays, and of course, if you haven't listened to America Tonight for very long, one of the fun things that we do during the football season is nail the score. Randomly, our supercomputer picks the game of the week. You call in. You don't have to know anything about football. You pick one of the teams and you try to nail what the score is, and if you win, you win some incredible prizes. And we've had a winner, Chris from Connecticut, and we rarely have winners. But the idea is, I know that football for many of us is a great release and is part of the fabric of America. It is. Go to a high school football game in Texas, Florida, or Pennsylvania for that matter, really anywhere anymore. And move on up through the ranks, and certainly you know what I mean. And the pros or college ball would be at the top of many lists. So players reacted because, yes, indeed, there is a deal, and the players said yes to it. They're not completely 100% happy with it, although they feel like there's some give and take. They're certainly ready to play football. The season is around the corner, because training camps start at the end of the week, midweek for some. So Greg Jennings and Matt Schaub and Philip Rivers, reacted to the fact that now the business of football after a 4.5-month lockout is soon set to begin.
There's some give and take when you're negotiating a deal like this. So, you know, from the owner's side, they had to give some things, we had to give some things, and we took some things, they took some things to come to terms. But bottom line is we got it done, and there will be football this year.
It's been a long off season, one with some positives and certainly some negatives, but I think everybody's excited. We'll be getting in camp on time had we not even had the lockout, and get back to doing what we do best.
I'm definitely fired up. It's been a long time coming. It's been an interesting offseason, to say the least, not being able to go over to Reliant and go to about our normal business and to find places to work out and try and piece together an offseason program. But it's been good, and we're just anxious and ready to get back.
All right, so they are getting back to football. That's over. The millionaires and the billionaires figured it out. In fact, poked fun at some of the politicians and said, geez, if we can do it and we were so far apart, why can't they do it when it comes to doing what they have to do with our deficit? So we move from the deficit and August 2nd to the NFL, now back in play, to sadly what's happened in Norway. The world is watching to see how the Norwegians react to having the fabric of their society really just ripped apart when a gunman opened fire at a youth camp on a very small island in a lake 30 miles outside of the heart of Oslo. And then, of course, before that, setting off a car bomb, which could have gotten to the prime minister, but didn't, but still managed to kill 7 people. Here's what one Norwegian had to say about the reaction and piecing everything back together in their lives.
I saw that a police officer came out of the woods, and I thought for a second that we were safe. But that's when I saw his rifle and that he pointed it at the kids. He executed them while they were begging for their lives. He shot a burst of bullets and hit, I don't know how many in the water, but at least one who sank into the deep and just walked on. Cold silence, said nothing. He aimed his rifle at us, at me, and I was sure this is the end of my life. It looked like the rifle was pointed exactly at my head. I was so sure that I was going to die.
Wow, and obviously he survived and could talk about it, but how tragic for all those children who lost their lives, and all because a madman with a gun decides that he's going to open fire for political reasons as to what's happening in Norway and what's going on in Europe. And you even have the suspect who was in court who claimed that he didn't act alone. Remember, there was the rambling manifesto, 1,500 pages, rather, that was on the Internet talking about what he had intended to do and why he was doing it. In the meantime, Norway's prime minister pledges that the country is going to continue to be an open society even after this massacre in Oslo and that youth camp, but said that all of that death and all the sorrow has certainly changed the nation. Stay with us. We're turning the page. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Trouble, and I think that is what was on the president's mind when he decided to take the airwaves. This is America Tonight. Welcome. Kate Delaney is my name. You know how we roll here if you've listened at all. If you haven't, welcome aboard. We zig and zag all over the place. And as I mentioned before, we stepped away to throw on the B-side. Your comments are always welcome here, left of left, right of right, I don't care. Just make sure you have some comments. 800-259-5791. One of the key things that you could extract from what the president said is, I mentioned he kept saying balance, and he mentioned balance approach, and that had to happen. And he talked about what he inherited. I told you about that. And he also mentioned what was going on with the Republicans. So he kept emphasizing that several times. One of the things you could pull out of that is that he's saying that both parties, the Republicans and the Democrats, we got to look at it through both of those lenses. Here he is in his own words.
Neither party is blameless for the decisions that led to this problem. Both parties have a responsibility to solve it.
Yeah, that's pretty short and sweet. Both should solve it, but that's not happening because you have spending and you have raising taxes. You have spending cuts and raising taxes, and the two just are not dancing together on the same dance floor. That is why there's a lot of problems that have twisted into what the president says is dysfunctionality.
The American people may have voted for divided government, but they didn't vote for a dysfunctional government. So I'm asking you all to make your voice heard. If you want a balanced approach to reducing the deficit, let your member of Congress know.
That's interesting. So pleading the case of calling your congressman to say, hey, why don't you reach across the aisle? Here's the thing. The president's not listening to talk radio. There's no way. He's not listening to cable either, because I don't think those calls that are going into Washington are going to be about that. I think the calls that are going into Washington are going to be about, you better not raise my taxes, and forget it, you got to draw a line in the sand, and if we have to take the bullet on this one, we're going to take the bullet. I think that's what most of the calls, at least certainly to the Republican senators and congresspeople, are about. Absolutely. And I don't think they're coming in any direction where you've got Joe Smith from New Jersey calling Menendez to say, ooh, I hope you reach across the aisle and let's have some bipartisan cooperation. And I doubt you get very many takers on that. So to me, this was almost like, certainly it had Robert Gibbs handprints all over this. I think the idea, the former White House spokesman, I think the idea was to get the president in front of this crazy train wreck. And that, to me, signifies that the Democrats must be worried that nothing, that this is a stalemate. And no matter what Tim Geithner says, the Secretary of the Treasury, about Armageddon is going to slam into us on August 2nd, I think that the Democrats from 1600 Pennsylvania on think that this is definitely going to end in default. So he's getting in front of this to say, I want people to work together. I inherited this, but okay, we need to solve it. It needs to be balanced, and the Republicans and their negotiations are they're digging their heels in, and that's not what we need right now, although both sides are to blame, so not to point too many fingers in one direction. And it's interesting because he took to the microphone a few hours after John Boehner delivered, you know, his own comments off the cuff to the news media. And then, of course, Boehner delivered a Republican response after Obama spoke, countering that, look, Republicans have tried to cooperate, but we keep getting stopped by the White House. That's what's happening. It's interesting because Boehner is the guy who delivered the first time around that some of the live responses, if you remember, from the State of the Union a long time ago, like 4 years ago. And he said Obama was looking for a blank check to fund his administration's spending binge. And said he changed his mind. Whatever happened in that golf game, that's all over. Whatever love was going on there, something changed because he accused Obama of not negotiating in good faith and said, look, I gave it my all. The president would not take yes for an answer is what he said. And we're talking 6 months plus that we've been dealing with this. I mean, really longer than 6 months. But when it's been on the radar of most people, I'm going to say most people, it's been 6 months. Not that we had a terrible deficit. This is a smart audience, and many people are calling radio stations that I'm on and others and screaming to the hosts about the deficit and the spending. That's been happening for a long time. But specifically, this idea that it's going to be the worst depression we've ever been hurled into and something has to happen here and we got to get rid of the Band-Aid and all of that really started at the beginning of the year. So before his speech, Boehner said to somebody, I guess, that he was passing in the hall, one of the security people, that he didn't sign up for going toe-to-toe with the president of the United States. And, you know, without the legislation, by the end of the day on August 2nd, they continue to say that the Treasury is not going to be able to pay all of its bills, which would possibly trigger the default. If you look at the money that's coming in, they should be able to cover, I'll call it like a Wall Street term, they should be able to cover the puts. I mean, really, it's the loan, but I'm going to call it puts. They should be able to cover it. They should be able to cover that, the amount that's due. But it is very easy to dangle the Social Security and to dangle the checks of the veterans and to throw in anything for good measure that affects the middle class. Boehner says, and he says this is it, the proposal that he's put out there, and his proposal probably will pass the House, it makes sense they have the numbers, would allow Congress to raise the debt ceiling beyond that limit, right? But you'd have to also have attached to it $3 trillion in spending cuts over a decade, and it would split the debt increase into two parts. Congress first would vote for a debt ceiling hike of $900 billion, okay, along with spending cuts worth a little bit more. Then there'd be another vote next year after a committee finds another $1.8 trillion in deficit savings. The plan would absolutely require the House and the Senate to vote on a balanced budget amendment and cap, put a cap on it, like a salary cap, right, like they have in the NFL, put a cap on discretionary spending. So the idea that we would be able to remove the corneas of frogs and examine them for whatever to the tune of however many millions, would that would be something that couldn't happen in the future. Some of the crazy spending on things like that, of course I'm making that up, but think of the weirdest, stupidest thing, and you can look in the huge tombs that are released by the citizens against government waste, and it'll knock you on your heels. In fact, in the next couple of weeks, we'll have somebody on and we'll talk about some of what you probably don't realize is being funded. Now, the alternative in the plan that the Democrats are sticking with is Reid's plan, and that would cut $2.7 trillion in spending using a bunch of I'm going to call it gimmicks, that would include about $1 trillion in savings from winding down the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and it would increase taxes, and the debt ceiling hike would be good until about 2013, conveniently after the election. So, and Reid is not, he's floated it out there, but he hasn't officially introduced it into the Senate because he wants to see what happens with Boehner's bill and then use that to his advantage if that careens off the cliff. All right, believe it or not, this is a huge story, but there's something also brewing in the NFL. Guess what? And we told you about it. I got a text last night. Remember, I said it was a definite deal. Well, it officially is a definite deal. The NFL is back. We got some details.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Are you fed up with the Democrats and Republicans? Then listen up. Join American Third Position, a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. American Third Position advocates maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality. For more information, call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me, a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, P.me. It's time to take America back.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
We wanted to let everyone know who loves this game that the Board of Player Representatives and the Executive Committee of the National Football League Players Association unanimously recommended the approval of the deal.
Wow, just in the nick of time, the NFL solves its crisis. That was DeMaurice Smith representing the players. So the NFL Players Association, their executive board, and the team reps voted unanimously, not a surprise, we knew this was happening, to approve the deal. And it ends the 4.5-month lockout. How about that? There's still some things, nitpicky things, they don't like. But they worked through the weekend, they wrapped up some of the details, and they've got a final deal that's good for 10 years without an opt-out clause, supposedly. How about that? Because that's what happened. The owners decided to opt out of the old labor contract, which stopped on March 11th. And then that's what happened. They locked out the players. You know this by now, right? So, right now, players are scrambling at the end of the week to get to camps and then preseason games, and then you've got the whole free agency thing. And from one perspective, it's kind of nightmarish, I'm sure, for the teams, because they've got a tentative timeline that would allow NFL clubs to start signing the draft picks. That's huge. And the rookie free agents on Tuesday, and we're in a Tuesday, and conversations with veteran free agents also could start as well. And signings can start by the end of the week. So you've got signings, you have camp opening up, you have people scrambling big time. I think I said on the show, and I knew this, that there was a real tipping point in Dallas. I found out that the equipment, all the equipment was going down to the Alamo Dome, because they really believed this was going to happen, so everything would be in place for the players. That's where they're holding their camp. And they felt pretty good about it. Wonder if that was going on with the other teams. Regardless, we got some football. We got football, so this is huge It's crazy huge. And certainly some of the other guys that were on hand, like the Drew Breeses and Jeff Saturday was there and a bunch of others that were part of the players negotiating team, they were very pleased that this is now worked out, because it certainly didn't look like it. Training camps will open for 10 of the 32 teams on Wednesday, maybe your favorite team, 10 on Thursday, another 10 on Friday, last two on Sunday. Like I said, everybody's probably scrambling to get to their training camps. Here's what Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, had to say about this whole thing wrapping up. And also, you know, you have to pay attention to the fans, because the fans play a big part of this. There's some making up to do.
The players did such an extraordinary job representing themselves and showing that they wanted to secure the long-term interest of the game, not just for the players, but also for the people who played the game before them, and also our fans. Football's back, and that's the great news for everybody. I want to thank Dee and all of the players for their leadership and for securing the long-term future of the game. Having a 10-year agreement is extraordinarily great for our game, but most importantly, our fans. We know what we did to frustrate our fans over the last several months. They want football, and our job is to give them football. We think that through a 10-year agreement here, we've secured the future of the game to ensure that pledge to bring great football to our fans. I think we have some work to do, though, to make sure that they understand that we are sorry for the frustration we put them through over the last 6 months.
Yeah, and you could hear that frustration on all kinds of shows. You know, not just your sports talk shows across the country. People not happy with what was going on there. And it's interesting because you can compare the NFL to, and we have, to what's happening politically. And they've worked this out. They figured it out. So they figured out a way to get it done, knowing it was just too costly to not go into the season. Disastrous, in fact, to not be able to do that. Smart timing that this finally has happened. Very smart timing. So, what do you think they were doing with the extra, I don't have to go to the mini camps? Do you think they were going to the state fairs and they were throwing the footballs through the tires or whatever? I don't know. But I know that we have nailed the score coming back this season, and that if you're a football fan on Sundays anyway, I know what you're going to be doing. So they solve the riddle, but the politicians can't. If you look at sports, there's so many analogies you can draw anyway from sports and politics. The whole thing of you and me, I'm on one team, you're on another team, and we're competing against each other. That is absolutely what's happening in Washington. Not just over raising the debt ceiling, but you can particularly see it there, that this whole idea of finding some bipartisan, balanced solution to this is not going to happen. In fact, when Obama did his speech before the nation, as Boehner was coming out to make comments on from the Republican point of view, House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi issued a statement after the speech saying that, look, Democrats are ready to find a solution to reduce the deficit, a bipartisan one, and to protect the middle class and Medicare and Social Security and Medicaid. But the Republicans' plan that is being proposed by Speaker Boehner doesn't meet that test at all. Not only does it say that in 6 months we have to start all over again, it would send a continued message of uncertainty to the markets and risk job creation. So, and Mitch McConnell, after he pansied out a week ago, the senator from Kentucky is pushing the president to shift his ideas on what plan and what to do instead of vetoing the country, as he said, into default. So where are we and where do we go? The NFL rolls on, but the nation is still being held hostage by all of these debt talks. They end their lockout, but we are getting locked out by the people in Washington. If you have any thoughts on what the president was trying to do by addressing the nation, I want to hear them. You can send them to me at americatonight.net. If you go to the website, click on the email, boom, you're in. Or you can jingle my digits, 800-259-5791. Again, 800-259-5791. And to me, it is about maneuvering. It is about posturing. Because the president talks specifically about this, just the debt talks, saying that we've been talking about it now for a while, that we've been debating it, and that for the last decade we spent more money than we take in, and that the government had a budget surplus in 2000, but didn't pay off the debt, that instead the money was spent on trillions of dollars in new tax cuts, and then talked about the two wars and a prescription drug program, and that was added. So that's also interesting, too, throwing out the two wars thing, especially in the case of Obama, not so much with Iraq, but certainly with Afghanistan, because he backs the whole Afghanistan initiative and, in fact, sent that further down the line by the surge and whatnot. And he specifically pointed out numbers saying that the deficit was on track to top that trillion when he took office, and the recession meant that there was less money coming in. I mentioned this already, and that's a problem. And that every family knows that a little credit card debt is manageable, but if we stay on the current path, that the debt would cost us jobs and do damage to the economy. But it's interesting when he's saying that, because the plan is to raise the debt ceiling. That's the plan. That's really the Democratic plan. So that means more money, unless taxes are rolled out. And the president used businesses in the other sense and said that they wouldn't be able to open up and hire more people because, you know, hey, businesses couldn't do it because they can't balance their books. Interest rates would climb for everyone who borrows money, any homeowner with a mortgage, a student with a college loan, the corner store, all that stuff, and we wouldn't be creating any jobs. And we wouldn't be able to pay for the vital programs that we have, like Medicaid or Medicare. And most of the speech, because we've only broken it down since we jumped on the air a little bit here. Most of the speech was peppered with some numbers, including that the one number that came up, that under what the president is calling a balanced approach, 98% of Americans who make under $250,000 wouldn't see a tax increase at all, and that he wanted to extend the payroll tax cut for working families. And that instead, millionaires and billionaires would have to sacrifice. Anybody a millionaire, billionaire out there that cares to comment? Just kidding you. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to check the mail. Lots of comments pouring in. 800-259-5791. You can throw in your two as well.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888 888- 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Laugh your way to a healthier lifestyle with Shira Litwack, host of Eat, Exercise, Live on WebTalkRadio.net. Separate healthy lifestyle fact from fad and get started with great food and exercise and pure exhilaration, zero sacrifice. Brought to you by The Hair Club, the leader in hair loss solutions with over 95 locations. Not just changing looks, but changing lives. Change your life with The Hair Club and Shira on Eat, Exercise, Live, our holistic guide to fitness, fun, liberation, and reward on WebTalkRadio.net.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
It's bringing it full circle. Most of the conversation, of course, centering around what the president had to say when he addressed the nation, being very pointed to lay a lot of it in the lap of the Republicans and the president before by saying when he came into office, which is true, when he did come into office, certainly we were nearing that $1 trillion mark. And then there was the recession to deal with because of the banks and what happened in the fall of 2008, did the comparisons with the families and the credit card that all of us know about, that all of us have talked about, but also threw in some other things that we've mentioned here, including the fact that raising the debt ceiling doesn't allow Congress to spend more money. It just gives the country the ability to pay the bills, is what he was saying. He's trying to explain that, and saying that it's been done in the past and that Congress has always passed it since the 50s and that every president has signed it, that Reagan did it 18 times, Bush did it 7 times, and that we have to do it by Tuesday, August 2nd, or we won't be able to pay our bills. So this was definitely specifically geared toward explanations of where we are, what it means, what the AAA credit rating is, what would happen if it was downgraded? What about a huge tax hike on the back of the American people? What kind of an economic crisis would be hurled into? And apparently a lot of people in this audience aren't buying that. They believe it's political maneuvering, because almost immediately when I checked the email, long before we jumped on the air, because remember, this happened at 9 o'clock East Coast time on Monday when the president went before the cameras. So many of you must have just hustled to the website to click on the email because I got a ton of them. And so without further ado, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. This comes to us from Ray. Hello, I was watching the president tonight. I've been listening to your show here and there when I can stay awake, to be honest, because I work an early shift. I will say, when I listen, I enjoy it. I think it's ridiculous what Obama is trying to push. He is a robber. And now he is trying to manipulate the reasons why his party should spend us into more ridiculous debt. At some point, somebody has to just say no. What do you think, Kate? Do you believe in this whole defaulting thing? I explained it before like this, that from my understanding, we wouldn't have to default anyway. Like, take that out of the equation, because what we could do is there is enough money to pay the particular loans that we're talking about, that we would be able to do that in moving some money around. And I've said this for the past couple of months. One of the biggest drains on us is all the foreign money that we're giving out and the wars. I mean, all of you know that. We're killing ourselves with the wars that have gone on, the amount of money that's been spent. If you reeled all of that in, and it can't happen overnight, but if you reeled all of that in and took away some of that money that's being thrown out there, especially the countries who are fine, who are on their own, and why are we giving them money still? Why are we giving them money? Don't you wish that could happen to you? And I'm too honest, I would say something. It'd be like if you worked at a job, and I know somebody that this happened to, and they worked for a big corporation. They did a great job, and then they got a better job. When they left the corporation, they kept getting checks in the mail. They were getting checks every 2 weeks. So what do? Do you say anything or do you not say anything? So all the people that we've helped in the past, some of them shouldn't be getting any checks from us. They're getting checks. And, of course, they want to continue to get those checks, but they shouldn't be getting them. There's some money, found money. Audit the government, and then the overlap, take the overlap away. We got 1 week on this whole thing. There is a way to avoid defaulting. There is a way to do that. So we don't have to have that happen right away. But certainly there's no question we can avoid it. There is a way to avoid that, and it doesn't have to be set in stone, all these other things, if that's what it comes down to. It is a dysfunctional government. I do agree with that. That was one of the things the president said, by the way. All right, here's another quick one. This is from Anne in Indiana. Kate Delaney, I have to tell you that I cannot understand why anybody is supporting this president. I will be honest with you. I'm a lifelong Democrat. And, yes, I did vote for Obama. I didn't like what happened in the previous administration, at the tail end anyway, especially with the bailout of the people on Wall Street. But it seemed to me, in what I heard just a short while ago, that the president was running for re-election, not really concerned about what was happening, but painting some broad strokes. He needs to put his paintbrush away and focus on the job at hand. All right, very good. Anne in Indiana, I would have to agree. If you read the speech, especially, you listen to it, then you read it, that's what it's about. It's almost like hat in hand. Okay, here's what's happening. American people, you want this government, but you don't want a dysfunctional one, right? So you got to get on those phones. You got to tell the people in your district to stop it, to vote for a compromise. How interesting. And reading through the whole thing, if I were to pull out key things, yes, definitely, he sounds like he's running for re-election, but also giving himself an out. And that's what makes me think that they'll default on it, because why would he give himself an out? Hey, if it gets ugly out there, don't blame me. I addressed the nation. I told you what happened. I told you what we were missing. And you can blame the Republicans for for the situation that you're in. I think that's really what the speech was about. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan.
Okay, I got my headphones put down.
Good.
Are you ready? Okay.
I'm ready.
Here's your first one. This little girl saw this little boy out behind a tree taking a whiz, and she says, "Oh, my God, what a handy thing to bring to a picnic. Where can I get one?" Okay, here's another one for you. This teacher had a student that had a problem saying his R's. So she said, "I want you to go home and practice this exercise and come back tomorrow and do it for the class." She said, "Robert gave Richie a rap in the ribs for roasting the rabbit too rare." So he went home the next day. He came back, and she says, "Are you ready?" And he said, "Yes." She says, "Okay." And he says, "Bobby gave Dickie a poke in the slats when he cooked the bunny too little."
You were just dying to call up and tell America that joke. I know it.
Yeah,
I know
okay,
you
listen,
so well.
Listen, they don't have to worry about the Social Security checks. They're covered by $2 trillion of notes that we issued back to the thing so we can trade them in for $1 piece. Obama's lying about that. He spent all the money to begin with. It was the $1 trillion that he just blowed. I explained all that stuff to you last night.
Mm-hmm.
He's responsible for bringing this down to the crisis. This is the way they like to work. They try to pour a crisis right to the last minute. Then we have to make a decision instantaneously, just like we did in 08 with the debacle of him getting the money for the TARP and all that other crap. That was all a crock of crap to begin with as well. And this guy has got to go. He's been given $80 million to Acorn, which is against the law, and they're about to catch up with him on the gun-running thing. Darrell Issa wants to talk to Holder. Holder's stalling. He won't show up. They got Holder on perjury because of the stuff they got on him. And they also got some of his people from Obama that Obama appointed to the program. So I'm telling you, Kate, a whole lot of stuff is getting ready to hit the fan, and it ain't just this budget thing. And we shouldn't give this SOB a damn dime. Go ahead and shut it down, pay what we got to pay, and let a little clown learn to live for the next year and a half on what we bring in each month, which is about $175 billion a month. If you can't live on that, run the government on it. Hey, guess what? We must downsize the government. How about all the people he's hired and his 41 czars that he pays six-figure salary for? Okay?
Yeah, there you go, Dan. I mean, absolutely. There's one thing. It's what I said. You could purge some of the overlap in the government, and you got your money right there. There is enough money to pay this. Make no mistake about that.